New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pitch. Swing and a long drive, deep left, way back, gone!
Welcome to another Baseball America podcast. This is your host, Jeff Ponce. Alongside me is my colleague, Josh Norris. It's Christmas, or maybe Christmas Eve for Josh. Gets to open up one present, but the Arizona Fall League rosters were released today. Josh, I'm sure, is in his element. There's nobody that loves the Arizona Fall League as much as Mr. Norris does. So, Josh,
I will dispute you on the first point. There are two people who love the Fall League more than I do. Bill Mitchell in Arizona, our colleague, who has been to every last one of them. And Tony Rigsby, who, if you're in Durham, you know as the public address announcer for the Durham Bulls. And if you are in Arizona, you know as the PA announcer for Scottsdale and sometimes other parks. He also has been to all of them and gets the PA address for all of them. I think he, you know, every time I see him in the press box, it's like, however many months till Fall League. And that's all we talk about is Fall League.
There you go. Well, I stand corrected.
I'm the number three fan.
Number three fan, Josh Norris.
Yes.
No, I don't know that.
You know, in either case, it's not quite Christmas, but it is exactly 3 months till Christmas. So that's kind of cool. But we did get the official roster drop today. We heard lots of rumors here at BA. We knew some of the names. I'd been, you know, pinging farm directors and whoever for months trying to figure out which guys they were sending. And I had some names in my back pocket, so these aren't all a surprise. But they're out. They're here. They're real. They're spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go roster by roster here through the six teams and talk about some of the highlights, some names that we're excited to see. We're going to go in alphabetical order, Josh, because it's just the easiest way to do it. We're not going to break it into the valleys. We're going to do that. We're going to go with alphabetical order. So the first team up is Glendale.
The Desert Dogs.
Yes, the Desert Dogs. Who are you most excited to see on this roster? And is it unusual for Dodgers prospects to not be on this roster? I know they switch every year, but
they are on this roster.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking at Scottsdale. I'm a knucklehead. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I stand corrected.
Scratch that. Caught that now before you started talking about like some of the other guys. But yeah. Glendale and Dodgers and White Sox are on there because they play at Camelback Ranch, which is their spring training home. The only way I could see that not happening is if like the Dodgers side had flooded or something, which would be weird in the desert. Not impossible, but weird.
Yeah.
On this roster, who am I most excited to see? I think I'm most intrigued by White Sox right-hander Grant Taylor. And when I say this, you know, I tend to exclude maybe bigger names that I've already seen, because part of the fun of this is seeing guys you've never seen for the first time. And, you know, you do get White Sox prospects out here, but it's a little bit of a haul to go to Kannapolis where he was, and it's a little bit of a haul to go to Winston-Salem. He wasn't around most of the year, but I had a chance to see him in spring training, but I couldn't because you can't be in two places at once. So I chose a different guy. But, you know, you've heard high-octane stuff with this guy. The White Sox system is really kind of looking up in terms of pitching prospects. You know, Noah Schultz, Nick Mastrini, Jairo Iriarte, guys like that. Sure, I'm forgetting someone. Drew Thorpe still counts. And Taylor could be in that mix at some point. Oh, Hagen Smith, I forgot him. Taylor could be in that mix pretty soon, and with a strong fall league, and he continues to show the good stuff he showed in college, he could, you know, really pop into more everyday household name sort of status, insofar as there is such a thing in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I know who you're most excited to see.
Yeah, I'm most excited to see Zaire Hope. I think this is one of the most exciting players in the fall league for me. I think he's a top 100 prospect. Just a good collection of skills, you know, missed some time this year, was an early popper, missed some time this year with an injury, came back, hit pretty well, but spent the entire season in low A. So it's a fairly sizable jump probably in terms of competition. Not that the opposing pitching staffs on these rosters are going to be all that scary, but definitely more experienced pitching than he's seen. So that will be an interesting test for him. Of course, he's in his home digs that I might have forgotten. I think he's an interesting name for sure. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously like Christian Encarnacion Strand is an interesting one as well, just because he's a major leaguer that is more or less spending a rehab in the fall league. So that'll be interesting to see, but I think there's some other names in this list too that could pop a little bit. Tim Elko, college legend, could come and hit some home runs, though.
Any other point with Encarnacion Strand, like, the one thing to remember, like, if you go look it up, there are rules about the fall league, but there aren't. Like, it's really not. Unless if the farm directors agree on it and they want to send him, they'll do it. Like, I a couple years ago, maybe last year at this point, Tyler O'Neill showed up for like a game to rehab. Yep. And there were rumors about Ozzie Albies potentially rehabbing a couple years ago, but if the Braves had advanced, which they didn't, and they didn't come, obviously. I think Kyle Schwarber rehabbed in this league. So you might see the odd major leaguer here or there. Like, these guys don't have to be prospects to prospects. I put this in quotes. He has got 338 big league at bats and currently on strand. So he's an established big leaguer in our book. But he'll be there. So there's just some other guys in here that have been, like, Connor Phillips has been in the big league on this roster. Thomas Sejayzy has been in the big league. He is currently in the big leagues. There are some other guys who have made their debuts who are going to, or at least right now, going to be in the fall league. That's another word of warning. Like, it's September 25th. Opening day is October 7th. These rosters are going to change, period. Like, there's a couple aspects that I'm 90% sure are out of date already and will probably change in a couple days. But they're, you know, look, they're the prettiest they'll be right now, with, I think, our final count was 13 top 100 guys as our current incarnation of the top 100.
Yeah. For sure. You know, I think it's a constantly evolving thing, but there's some other interesting names too. Like Grant Taylor, for sure. I'm interested to see him. Eric Swan is an interesting name as well. So yeah, there's even some interesting pitchers in this roster. Colson Montgomery's in this roster as well. So there is, you know, there are some bats. Should be interesting to see where this goes. And, you know, every year with the fall league, there's always some guys that kind of pop out of nowhere. So
Luis A is a guy I saw hit 102. I expect him to be the fall league's radar gun king this year. Edwin Arroyo obviously had some prospect cachet, but missed most of the year with injury. The Cardinals group is pretty good. Leo Bernal is a decent catcher. Thomas Sejayzy, like, if he makes it, is a, you know, is a big leaguer, pretty good little ball player. Where are the other guys here? Bryson Motz is a name of note.
Sort of. Griff McGarry.
All yours. He's
you're talking out Bryson Motz and then dissing Griff McGarry.
I'm not, I'm just saying he's a name of note. McGarry is
Adler.
So what?
Eric Adler is an interesting one.
Yep. Wake Forest represents. But yeah, with McGarry, like, obviously good stuff, but the strikes have to come more frequently.
Yeah, that's always been the rub now, hasn't it?
Yes.
But there's some smoke. I mean, at least this pen should excite some people. Kelvin Ramirez is pretty good.
Hoopy Tuiannatoa is going to throw some smoke for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that throw hard in this.
I think I got that right.
I think you did. I'm not going to attempt it.
Like, this is not a bad roster. This is not a bad roster at all. Like, we kind of glossed over Colton Montgomery, but that's one of the better prospects in the game.
Yeah, man. I agree.
I'm stunned he had the year he had at AAA Charlotte. But he did really well in the fall league last year. So we'll see if he can do it again. Gabriel Rincones is a guy repeating the fall league because injured again. So he'll be back. He's provided some power. I think he did really well last year, except for the week that I was there. I remember looking up at his number, like, I think we were talking about it. Yeah, he did really well in the fall league. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I look at his number, like, oh, just so for 5 weeks of the fall league, he did really well. Just that one. But yeah, that's our rub on the Glendale roster.
Yeah, so let's move on to the Mesa Solar Sox.
Before we do that, you should note that you and I are both going to the fall league. You are starting the coverage on the 7th and coming home when?
The following Sunday, so I think the 13th.
Okay, and then I'm out there the 13th because I decided that I wanted to not be in the fall league for the mighty Oregon versus Ohio State football game. I did not want to try to watch that on my phone at whatever stadium. Notably this year too, if you followed the schedule, normally it's off day Sunday, play Monday through Saturday. This year they've changed that. There's plenty of Sunday games. There's only two full off days throughout the season. And they've changed up the game times a little bit because last year, it was hard to double up game times because you had to get to the next place and maybe have food or whatever. This year, it's 1:30 and 6:30 unless you're doing the special events. Like, I'm going to be there for the triple header at Goodyear, I think, which is usually when I go home. But this year, I'm going to be there for it. There's another couple games at Goodyear. There's some games at Grand Canyon. There's some games at the Brewers' home in Maryvale. There's little random spots here and there, but I will be there from the 14th through the 24th. I think the way I counted it was 17 games intended.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that I could triple up, but I don't know if I could pull it off on the 12th. There's three games that day at 12:30 in Mesa, 3:30 in Scottsdale, and then 6:30 in Salt River.
Huh. Yeah, that'll be a tricky one. You said Mesa, Salt River, and Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Like, you can
that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, you can pull those. If you pull the ripcord and some of the relievers in the late innings, you can absolutely do that.
I'm gonna have to get some battery packs for my battery packs if I'm doing three games in a day.
You need to get grill.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's move on to Mesa. So, Josh, putting you on the spot here. Who are a couple of names you're excited to see?
I will give you two Rays guys. Xavier Isaac and his light tower power, and Trey Morgan and his more polished hitting approach. A little bit of power in there, too. Notably, Morgan, pretty darn good defensive first baseman, but they have him listed as an outfielder. So I'd be excited to see both those guys play. They should be the easy 1-2 prospect duo in that group, except for the guy I think you're going to mention.
Moises Ballesteros.
There you go.
Yes. I got great. I'm in the midst of working on the Cubs top 10, top 30 list right now, because that's due not that long. The offseason lists are starting up soon. I've gotten some feedback internally that there's some people who think Ballesteros is a case for the number one prospect in that system over Shaw and Horton. He's not going to be our number one, but, you know, is certainly in the mix of interesting prospects. And I think the thing with Ballesteros, just super polished hit tool, lots of barrel control, still wasn't great in AAA as a 20-year-old, but was still pretty good. And the catching and the body have improved over the last year. He's lost some weight. So I think Ballesteros is really interesting. There's some power there too. Wouldn't shock me if he puts together a really nice fall league, playing in his home park of Mesa.
Yeah.
Walk over there and see him.
Yep. That's probably my home base is going to be around Mesa. So I'll just walk across the street and see him.
I'm staying at the hotel at the park again.
The Sloan Park Mesa?
Yes.
We'll see. We'll have to swap notes to see if we get the same room.
Yes, because I like being able to just walk over to the park.
I did that.
It makes it very, very easy.
Yeah, I did that a couple times, and like this year too, it seems like they fixed the problem where like Mesa was only available for part of the season and Salt River was only available for part of the season. Last year, I was there staying next to Mesa, and there was like one game at the park the entire like 2 weeks I was there, which was kind of amazing. But whatever. The pitching staff is a little lighter, but Ballesteros and Isaac and Morgan are pretty good ones. Mac Horvath is kind of an interesting guy the Rays got in trade as well at the deadline. Ben Cowles is a repeater from last year he was there with the Yankees. This year he's there with the Cubs. He came over in the Mark Leiter Jr. deal. Denzel Clark, tool shed as always, should be fun to watch. If he can ever put it together, he'll be really interesting. David Mershon is one of a couple of 2024 draftees who are in the league this year. I will talk about the other one when we get to them. But yeah, those are the real big names on the list. I mean, Oakland is also sending Daniel Susak, pretty interesting little catching prospect. Not a bad group of catching prospects on this team.
No, they can all hit.
Yeah, good. Ballesteros, Brooks Brannon, and Daniel Susak, three pretty good little catching prospects. Like I said, pitching staff is a little lighter. Sam Bachman's on there. That's probably your highlight. Another guy who's been in the big leagues, I think. A couple other guys on
there. Athletic outfield, too, with Denzel Clark, Trey Morgan, and Caden Rose. Morgan's listed as an outfielder, so
yeah,
that should be interesting to see. I think he's,
a little bit there this year.
Baseman, but certainly has the ability to add some versatility, which we know the Rays like.
Yep. With that, we can move to the last of the non-S's. We can go to Peoria, where you'll find Mariners and Padres prospects every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this one has 5 top 100 prospects. It is the clear king of all beasts. Bow to the mighty Javelinas. Bow to the mighty Javelinas.
Which means they'll have the worst record in the league, as always.
Oh, yeah. I think the easiest slam dunk, most excited to see for me, is Leo Dallas DeVries. I was in Arizona for spring training and still missed him. The days I was at Padres camp, I think he was in San Diego for their prospect game or something, and then one other day he just had a day off. So I haven't seen him yet, but I just talked to a scout today about him and was over the moon gushing about this kid. So, and I can make it, he'll be 17 years old on opening day. Making a Ethan Salas, fellow Peoria Javelina, look like an old man, a wizened, grizzled vet at 18 years old. But I did look this up today. Ethan Salas has been in AA in pro ball. He's still younger than some of the guys who got drafted out of high school this year. Like, he's, I think, 3 months younger than Connor Griffin for the Pirates, just to use an example. As I use him as an example because he was the one I looked up as a litmus test.
He's only, 4 months older than DeVries?
Four months older than DeVries, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, to think about how young he actually is and what the expectations were going into the season. But, a loaded catching group and a loaded infield, frankly. You got Drake Baldwin, you got Ethan Salas. One isn't playing behind the plate, the other one's probably going to be DHing. You have DeVries, you have Colt Emerson. Could be a really exciting middle infield as well. And then Brock Wilkin, you also have Cole Young. Young is, of course, a top 100 prospect, a little bit more of a, not loud tools, but a sum of his parts player that has a whole lot of 50s, I'll say. Does a lot of things really well. I think the hit tool is probably above average to plus. Though there's not a ton of thump in the bat, he will turn on something from time to time. Then Brock Wilkin, who does have a lot of thump in the bat, of course, missed some time this year with an ugly injury after getting hit in the face.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And the outfield's not bad either. Luis Lara can really go get it out there. Andrew Pintar's got some tools. He's a guy from Miami who came over from the Diamondbacks in a deal. Kemp Alderman missed some time this year with the Marlins. Yeah, but it's going to be a really fun group to watch. And I don't know, you know, we just both said we're staying in Mesa. So, you know, hopefully we're going to make a lot of drives across the valley to go see this group a fair amount. I bet you I know exactly who you're most interested to see.
Who is that?
Jun Seok Shim, who's pitched all of 8 career innings.
Yeah.
But was included in a trade this deadline. And has never been questioned about his stuff. It's just been durability. He's not been able to stay on the mound. Like I said, 8 innings career, all of which came in 2023. He has exactly 0 innings pro, official innings this year. So I'll be interested to see what he has. Braves right-hander Adam Meyer went to the best school of the planet and got a sextuple slot to sign. I think everybody in Duckland thought he was going back to Oregon, but when you get 6-time slot, you probably should sign, and he did. So I'll be interested. He missed a lot of time with injury. I'll be interested to see what he can show you in the fall league. Other guys on the list: Barasa, Ryan Burchard is a guy that I've liked before in instructional league, and he pitched sparingly this year in the regular season with an injury, so I'll be interested to see if he shows the same form he showed me last year on the backfield. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit all the high notes there in terms of, you know, pitching names, at least, that you want to see. Not as loaded of a staff, certainly, as we saw with Glendale. You know, but I think Ryan Burchard is an interesting one. You know, you brought him up. Certainly Shim, just from the factor of, like, a guy, like, you've seen some clips. I haven't seen him live. I've, you know, seen some of the data. He throws really hard, but he hasn't pitched a whole lot. So just kind of the mystery of actually seeing Shim in the flesh and throwing, and maybe throwing full innings, is an exciting thought to me. So I'm with you there. But Josh, got a few more rosters to go through here. Why don't we take a quick break before we move on?
I think that's a good idea.
I don't know about you, but I love fall. Fall is a time where the weather just feels perfect from the start of the day to the end. It's a great time for me to get on a bike, take a good long ride where it's nice and crisp, not cold, but crisp. And it's time for new fall traditions, like getting regular hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with the highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Liquid IV makes my workouts more enjoyable. It's really easy to prep. I just take my water bottle, fill it with water, some ice, pour in the Liquid IV, stir it up. It's ready to go. It gives me better hydration than I would if I was just using water. It's something that just makes those bike rides even more enjoyable than they were before. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. Experience the deliciousness of one of our best-selling flavors, peach, perfectly paired with the highly requested blackberry. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall tradition with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she's discovered is that the way that many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that can be wrecking your dog's health. and this is true for even many premium brands. Fortunately, she's found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone could do the same thing to see incredible changes to their dog's health. I've got two dogs, and I want them to be with me for a very long time. There's a lot of good stuff here that made me think about how most dog foods are made, what to avoid for my dogs, and superfoods that are great for them. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/baseball and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's BADLANDSFOOD.com/baseball.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
All right, and we're back. We're talking Arizona Fall League rosters. We covered the non-S's in the first half. We're now moving on to the S teams. That would be Salt Liver, Scottsdale, and surprise, almost pulled that off, and I still
did. You say Salt Liver?
I thought I said Salt River, but maybe
you said Salt Liver, which sounds like a thing, either a very classy or a very unclassy, a you or a me would eat.
Well, you know, the lines are blurring in food. You know, maybe it's a high end rendition of a old workman's favorite that they would serve in, like, you know, outside of an English mind. You know, I had taffy and salt liver today.
Mm-hmm.
With a cup of coffee and whiskey.
Salt River is
among Salt River,
the prettiest of the parks. Fun one, right next to the greatest of the restaurants, the Almighty All World Mongolian Grill.
I'm gonna make a pilgrimage to the grill this year. I will actually.
A pilgrimage.
Yeah, a grill. Yeah, exactly. I tried to say that word. It wasn't gonna work. I think I'm gonna head over to the grill. You know, I'm definitely gonna head over to my favorite place, which is Blue Adobo, which is, I think, in Mesa.
I think I will
stay in there, so that way I can go over there multiple times and eat New Mexican cuisine.
I think I will prop my over under if I've got 10 days there is over under is a dozen grills.
A dozen grills.
I think my record is 20 in 2 weeks.
You double up?
Oh yeah, if I can.
That's unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable. If you know me, if I do something once and I like it, I do it exactly the same way every time. I am not a big variety guy. But we are a little down the beaten path. Let's take a look at these actual ball players that we'll see at Salt Liver Field.
Yeah, let's do it.
You can go ahead. I've hogged it a little bit.
Yeah. It's funny because this is very much like a remember some guys team in some ways for me. I think among those is Christian Robinson, who obviously had some issues. He's back in the fall league. You know, we'll see where that trends. At one point in time, he was considered one of the most talented prospects in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. Robert Hassel the third is kind of another one who's to an extent fallen on hard times. Also thought he was a top 100 prospect and is no longer a top 100 prospect. Tommy Troy coming off a tough season.
I was going to say the third also stands for it's Robert Hassel's third try in the fall league.
Yes, I actually have seen him in the fall league. But there are some interesting names. I think Ryan Ritter is kind of an underrated one. You know, the bat has kind of like shape shifted at times. Sometimes he's a contact guy, sometimes the power guy. What he's always been is a really good defender at shortstop with a good arm. He should be a fun one to watch. Somebody that I think could really pop.
We're getting the reigning AFL Home Run Derby champ, Kalai Rosario, back from the Twins. I think I noted it in my roster preview, but you know, if you're talking about Yankees prospects, you think and power brokers in the Yankee system, you think Spencer Jones. Well, that's correct. But the two Yankees position players on this roster, two of the Yankees position players on this roster, Rafael Flores and Garrett Martin, both had higher 90th percentile exit velocities this season in their org. So you're going to have some guys who can make some loud contact and maybe put some balls into the cacti in center field at Salt River. This will be fun. Who else on here that I like? On the pitching side, Yumin Lin is fun because you get a guy who can throw really good breaking balls and change-ups and control it. And, you know, he should make for some very quick games. I know I saw him against the ACL Dodgers, and those his the portion of his the portion when he was on the mound took about 40 minutes. It was kind of maddening to see them cut down a lot of prospects. Dylan Ray has gotten some buzz in the Diamondback system. Kyle Ament is kind of one of my huckleberries, Dallas Baptist guy who struck out a ton of hitters this year. Evan Justice, there's a big leaguer who from North Carolina State. He's one of my very many list of guys who I wish I'd spoken up about when I saw him as a collegiate or whatever. Because it was pretty clear at NC State that was a big leaguer waiting to happen. Yeah, I think we've hit on all the big ones. Or Gabriel Hughes looking to rebound some prospect stock. He had TJ, I believe, and is back now. That's TJ and is back, not TJ.
Yeah, I was like, Tommy John surgery in his back?
Yeah, it's a new procedure. I did the procedure. So my fault, I did it wrong. But yeah, I think those are the big names that we're talking about with Salt River Field. We can move on to the next S, which is
Let's move on to the Scottsdale Scorpions, who have fun. The Giants, as it is their home park, the Pirates, the Tigers, the Mets, and the Blue Jays.
Fun fact about Scorpions. I have been to the Fall League. This is my 10th or 11th Fall League. I have never once seen a Scorpion. I've also been to Arizona many times for spring training and the Complex League. I have never once seen a Scorpion. Kind of amazing, yes.
You're daring the Scorpions to come into your
home. I do that when I'm out there. You can catch me yelling at dust trying to get the Scorpions to come to me. It won't happen.
Show yourselves, Scorpions.
Avail yourselves, you mini dust lobsters.
Rock me like a hurricane. Yes. Come on. All right. So who are you excited to see among the Scorpions that you will see?
Who am I excited to see on this roster? Could it be Bryce Eldridge? I said earlier in this podcast that I typically exclude guys that I've seen a lot, and I saw Bryce Eldridge hit, I think, 4 home runs in a span of about 30 hours this year. So, I've seen him, and he's really good, and I like to see him more because he's really good, and he's going to make a lot of these ballparks look really small. And when you get to the games at Salt River Field where you get public data, he's going to put up some really big exit velocity numbers, and he's going to be the Giants' number one prospect. Spoiler alert. And he's got the potential to be really friggin' good. Other guys, Jet Williams, I've never seen. You know, heard good things. Reputation kind of precedes him. Probably the best name in the Fall League, Jet Williams. Bo Davidson, toolsy guy with the Giants, who's kind of popped up out of nowhere. A Caldwell Tech, JC, undrafted free agent is the word I was looking for. Teron Laronzo, he's another one of my huckleberries. Switch hitting catcher with some pop, who's gonna came over to the Tigers in trade, and then he went insane when he got over to the Tigers. Pitching side, Christian Curtis has some up arrow. Wilmer Flores is a repeater. Brandon Benoit got a little up arrow. I'm not gonna take everybody. Jeff, go on ahead.
Yeah, Kendry Rojas, I think, is maybe the most interesting name on the staff for me. Good left-hander, really young, saw a little bit of velocity gains this year as well. Has good secondary stuff. I think he could really pop. Ryan Jennings is a guy I saw a lot this year who has good fastball. I think he's kind of, you know, after starting for a bit, dealing with, you know, some bumps and bruises, nicks and tears, I don't know what it might be. he's now, I think, going to proceed probably as a reliever and could be a pretty good one at that. William Kempner has a really interesting arm slot and interesting stuff. We'll see if he can maybe turn a corner and kind of put some things together this year. So there's some interesting arms on this roster for sure. I think Lazaro Estrada from the Blue Jays, who should be a minor league free agent that I would imagine the Jays are probably going to resign, has kind of emerged a little bit as a prospect. I think he's probably going to be in the updated offseason top 30 list. So he's good. Of course, the bats that you mentioned, I'm excited to see, like Bryce Eldridge and Therion Laronzo in particular, and Bo Davidson. You know, you mentioned Davidson. I think he's a really interesting pop-up, a guy that I think we featured recently as a helium name not all that long ago in our hot sheets
An ultimate hot sheet or a helium guy.
Yeah, he sort of is in some ways. So agree. But there we go. That's Scottsdale. Those are the Scorpions that Josh will see this
year. Yes. And then we will move on to Surprise. And unlike Scottsdale, I have seen many a cactus in the desert. And I plan to see many a cactus more over a 10-day period. Jeff, I will let you take the lead on the saguaros.
Yeah, I think the name I'm most excited to see is Jack Caglione. That's not a shock. Haven't seen him in person. Not a guy that ever came down to the Cape while I was there. He was never there. So I was never there while he was there because he couldn't have happened. So I'm excited to see Caglione out in Arizona. Should hit some loud home runs. I think will probably be a name that a lot of people are sort of queuing in on, focusing on, saying, hey, I want to see me some Jack. So that's probably number one. Number two, Chase DeLauder. I love DeLauder. Had a good fall league last year when I was not able to go. But injuries have kept DeLauder from ascending to where he should be, the major leagues. So I think those are probably the two names that pop the most for me. One sort of sleeper name I'll throw out there that I actually saw when I was out in Ohio was Dylan DeLucia. And it's got great stuff, decent stuff, but knows how to pitch, gets deep into starts, gets outs. He missed a lot of time this year with an injury, came back, was showing a little bit more velocity. We'll see how he's deployed out there and how he pitches, because I think he's kind of a decent name, more of a back-end starter type. But Josh, who are some names you're interested to see?
I mean, I have seen a little bit of Caglione. He was here for the college national team. He came here after the Gators run through the College World Series for a little bit. I did not see the best outing of his or the best day of his life. He faced the Chinese Taipei team and did not fare particularly well against them, but I'm excited to see him regardless. Creed Willems has had a nice year, hit a bunch of bombs, one of the better catching prospects in the Orioles system. Carter Jensen, one of the better catching prospects in the sport, period. And also in the Royal system, where he's also got Blake Mitchell and Ramon Ramirez in there with him. Let's see what else I like here. Alejandro Osuna has put up a quietly good year for the Rangers. We've got a couple who also have a couple good relief arms in Skylar Hales. I saw probably Skylar Hales' worst outing of the season. And Mark Church, who's always been kind of on the cusp of the top 30, but he's got big stuff and should be interesting to watch. Anybody else who really jumps out at me? Not particularly. Like I said, these rosters, what you see today may not be what you see tomorrow, may not be what you see on Friday, may not be what you see on opening day. So we'll go from there. But yeah, that's the rub of it for all six clubs. Like I said, right now, 13 top 100 prospects, the highest of which is Colt Emerson. Other guys in the top 50, like Cole Young and Leo DeVries and Ethan Salas, and probably some guys I'm missing. But in terms of that right now, it's a pretty good fall league roster opening day here on the 25th of September. So we have, depending if you count today, six, so 13 days until fall league.
It opens on Tuesday. It's counting down. You know,
yes, a couple of weeks,
and I'll be there out in Arizona.
You'll be there the first week. I'll be there the second and part of the third week. You'll have to, like I said, compare notes to see if we get the same hotel room. Just kind of see. Good morning, Frank.
Check in.
Just give me the keys. Kind of an interesting thought, but I do love that hotel. You know, and we've said it before. If you like prospect, it's a pretty good place to go. Pretty autograph friendly. If you're a kid who wants to get a baseball, there's a reason I call this the Arizona Ball League, because you can get a lot of foul balls at these games. You'll see kids with like a dozen.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good substitute for PE in the Phoenix area elementary schools, because you just run the concourse back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for nine innings trying to get foul balls. You know, it's not going to be, and there's no Tim Tebow here this year, so attendance and seating will not be an issue. General admission tickets. There's some info, 115 for the season if you want that. It's pretty fun, and you're going to see some guys who are big leaguers next year. That I can guarantee. That's pretty much whenever Jackson Jobe debuts this week. He was in the fall league last year. I'm sure there's plenty of others that I'm forgetting, but
yeah,
you know, this is the finishing school for a lot of prospects. It's should be really good AFL. Any parting thoughts for you, Jeff?
No, I think it's definitely interesting for sure. You know, I'm a fan of getting out there. I wasn't able to get out there last year. Excited to see a lot of the bats in particular. It's a pretty loaded positional group, in my opinion.
And you will have a little bit of a chance, if those schedules are still what they are, to see some instructional league. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. See what's out there and see what I see.
Definitely triple up. Instruct is one of my favorite things in the world. Any backfield events is one of my favorite things in the world. But, you know, like I said, I wanted to see the Ducks play Ohio State unencumbered. So I chose to go when I chose to go. It will not surprise your listener to know that I had my hotel booked months before the schedule came out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that kind of wraps us up here, kind of breaking down the Arizona Fall League roster on release.
We'll have a couple more pieces. Jeff is going to have some dudes what have good analytical traits. We're going to also do – this is the other thing about the Fall League is – it's a really good last audition spot for Rule 5 guys. And there are a ton of dudes who are Rule 5 eligible for the first time and second time, third time in some cases, and more than that in some cases, who you might see get popped in the Rule 5 this year. We'll have a list of those guys at some point when we all get a moment to breathe. And yeah, it's going to be a fun 6 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, for Jeff, for Josh, this has been another Baseball America podcast.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.